if you find it easily. Penner Rebbe Chia, it's about 6 or 7 lines, maybe a little more from the bottom. Tanya Bichia. Rabbi Chia said, "Af bevadai, even in vadai tevel, olay concerning that." Rabbi Yehuda b'Shem Rabbi Zira Omer. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Nay, Rabbi Zira, zos omeres that we have this principle that telling us that chala ain't bo b'shem bal ta'acher, that chala does not have to be taken off an order. In other words, if you took chala off an order, it always should be last." Because it's the taken off the dough, not off the grain, and therefore if you got my product which already had been kneaded or baked, so you'd have to take off the challah last as opposed to before miser. So nonetheless, we have this principle that challah does not have to be taken off in order. In other words, you could take off challah even first. Truma, miser risho, miser sheni, you have to be taken off in order. But now challah, it's not part of the sequence, and therefore it doesn't matter. We should. Where you take it off. So ein bam mishum bal ta'acher. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Zira mar ein mishnah mur al ha-seder. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Zira said our mishnah, which according to his interpretation is talking about vaday, so he said it is not in order. It's on order, and that means that really you do have to be makbini on the order. The Mishnah, which says that, which doesn't bring down the proper order, is not written with exact detail, but rather it's written sloppily, I guess is the right word. And now, as the word, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the order is not essential, vis-a-vis chala, el taktim chala rishon, let chala be taken up in form of ma'aser rishon. Yet we know that it says in our Mishnah, or in the Brice, I think it was, that they took up first ma'aser rishon, then chala, then ma'aser sheni. So why did they not take off chala even before ma'aser rishon? Why after Ma'aser Rishon? So now the next line the Gemara starts reading Me'ato, right? Next word in the Gemara is Me'ato. So the problem is that the Gears is out of order here. The Gra changes things around. The Gra goes down to where it says Veloma Kadma Rishon, about 2 lines before the next Mishnah, next page. Veloma Kadma Rishon, the Chafam Beis. Okay, and he brings that up here, and then he goes back to Me'ato. So let's do that. V'lama kadma rishon, so says the one, no. Rishon always has to come first, even before chala. This is part of the question, I'm sorry. V'lama kadma rishon, why do you put ma'aser rishon before chala? It must be nature kadma l'goren, because it comes first in terms of its being taken off in the goren, in terms of its being taken off in the silo. If that's the case, the sheni also is kadma l'goren, also is taken off first in the silo precedes chala. Rav Nasi said, Bedina yoshitaknim chala l'ko. Really, you should have to give challah prior to everything else. Even though in order, if you went to a silo first in the grain, from the grain you take ma'aser, and then subsequently from the dough you take challah, yet nevertheless, challah, when you're faced with a finished product, which you have to take off both ma'asers and challah should be taken off first. Why is that? Because challah is equivalent to truma. So it's equivalent to truma. It should be afforded the same status as truma, and therefore for its dignity, so to speak, it should be taken off first. Why do you not take challah off first? It should be taken, again, when everything goes before you once, because it's demai, so you should have to take off challah first, not subsequently. So why don't you take it first? V'loma kadma rishon. Why in the Braisa? I think it was the Braisa, not in the Mishnah. No, it was the Mishnah as well. Why in the Mishnah you take off Ma'aser Rishon before Challah? V'neisha kadma l'goren uksibo reishis. 2 reasons. First, it comes in the silo, which is prior to Challah, which comes in the dough. But that would not be a sufficient reason. The primary reason is because it says also reishis. It's first. So therefore, Ma'aser Rishon precedes Challah. Sheni, afal pi shekadmu l'goren, sheni, even though it precedes in the goren, challah, in other words, you take it off the proper order chronologically, it comes first. And kosubo racious, it doesn't say the word racious by that. So therefore, since it doesn't say the word racious, that's why when you have a case where they all come before you at once, the order is ma'aser rishon, then challah, then ma'aser sheni. Okay? Now the Gemara goes, before you came in, we mentioned the Gra changes the Girsa here. And now we're going back to Me'ata and Amud Aleph. Okay, so it switches, he switches the Girsa. Me'ata, if that's two lines at the bottom. Me'ata te'chal l'chayev it's me'maisr esu me'maisr esu yuchayev in b'chala. Okay, now that we have this down pat, let chala be chayev in me'maisr esu. In other words, you should have to take me'maisr off the portion which is eventually going to become chala. U'maisr esu yuchayev in b'chala, and me'maisr should not be chayev in chala. Why should call kedem is chavero, anything which precedes its friend in order, chavero is chayebo, the other one is chayev. In other words, if chala always follows meiser, then you should have to take meiser off of chala, and not vice versa, you don't have to take chala off of meiser. So it says, Marvitani Kane, didn't we learn like this? Hosa iso mina tevel, if somebody makes a dough from tevel, he hasn't tithed it all. Bein shiktim chal truma, whether the chal preceded the truma, bein shiktim truma chal, or he preceded the truma to the chal, masha also asui, that which he did is done. Lo say achel, it should not be eaten. Achiyoti la truma, you should you can't eat the challah until you separate truma off of it. Truma lo se'achel ad she'apish le'achal. The difficult thing is this line. It says you can't eat the truma until you separate challah on the truma. Hey, that makes no sense. Because truma precedes challah. That's why truma must be taken off of challah. But challah follows truma. The truma's already gone by the time you take challah off. So why do you have to take challah off of truma? It's a good question. Such a good question that the Gemara doesn't bother answering it. Okay? Now we go to the next Mishnah. Mishnah Halacha Beis. Harotz l'afish truma trumas meiser kachas. So you want to take off your truma and trumas meiser at once. No, this is from Tevel. It's not from the mind. It's from Tevel. From the stuff which is definitely not tight. Noit l'achem ishloshim v'sholosh v'shlish. You take 1/33rd and a third. So it's 3%. We went through the math yesterday. Everybody remember the arithmetic? 3%, right? He takes 3% of the batch volume and he says, Ech mi mea mi ma shi yesh kan, 1/100th of what's here. In other words, 1%. Not 1% of the 3%, right? But rather a third of the 3%, which is 1%. Is that confusing?
No.
No? Okay. So, you say, Echmi me machishkan, I raise it besides a chulin. I want that to remain for now chulin. And nothing should happen with it yet. Vishar truma lako. The other 2% should be truma. Why should 2% be truma? Because that's the share of truma, 1/50th, right? Now that I've taken off the truma, I go back to that 1%, which I said should be chulin. From the additional chulin, which is in the grain, or whatever I'm dealing with, sheesh kan arisa b'tzadze maaser, I guess me'achun sheesh kan means 1%. The 1% which I set aside originally, that should be arisa b'tzadze, I'd say the northern side of the piece I took off. Harezeh b'tzadzeh meiser, it should be meiser. V'shar meiser somuchlo. And the additional meiser should be adjacent to it in the rest of the grain, or in the rest of the product. Zeshos isi meiser, the piece which I set aside, that 1% piece, and made meiser, osi trumas meiser, love, that should be considered to be the trumas meiser, right? Because it's a tenth of the tenth. V'shar, the rest should be chala. Now, ashar chala is a little bit difficult. This is you're going to have to take off something else for chala because we didn't deal with chala. In that, well, 3%, there's nothing set aside for chala yet, right? 2% is truma, 1% is truma's meiser. So, dear, the Gemara will tell us how much you have to take off if you want to do chala as well. Umeiser sheni b'tzvono, and then you take off meiser sheni on the north side, or bedromo, or the south side, umuchulamos, and you say, let it be redeemed on the money. This is very important. This is the way we do it nowadays. If you get some fruit in Israel, and you're not sure if it's meiser or not, so you take off the 3%. In truth, it's not to say we don't do 3% anymore because we don't give truma. So we do just a little bit more than 1/100th. So Bizman has said we don't now mock me on the shear of 2% for Truma because the coin ain't getting it anyway, right? So we take a little bit more than 1%, 1.1%, and we say this 1.1% point, the Mashu should be Truma. And then the 1% together with 9 equal parts on the north side of the fruit, say the north side right now is that way, should be Miser, right? And an additional 1/10 after that should be Miser Sheni on the south side of the fruit. And let that Miser Sheni be redeemed on a pruta which I set aside in my house.
That's how we do it.
Well, you only have to burn the truma, not the Miser. The Miser you should technically give to a Levi, but a Motzi Mechaver Lover Raya. The Levi has to prove that it's going to come to him.
So what do you do with it instead of just letting it sit around?
Eat it. Except for that 1.1%, eat everything else.
No, you redeem it for the Pruta.
The Maaser Sheni redeem. Maaser Sheni just eat. Say to the Levi, prove to me that it wasn't Maaser already, and that you're a Levi, then maybe I'll consider giving it to you. No Levim have yet stepped forward to do this en masse. Okay? So, in any event, that's how we do Bizman is that. Tani. Going into the Gemara, Haroi Tzalavich Truma Trumas Meiser V'Chalok Nachas. You also want to take off Chal, so it's got to be more than 3%. No Tel Kidei Truma V'Trumas Meiser V'Chalok Nachas. You have to take that full amount as once. The Kamein, how much is that? It's Echon Michov 1/20. Now that's only approximate and not exact. I mean, make the Cheshbon here. Truma is 1/50th is 2%. Let's call that point 0.02. Truma's Meiser is 1/100th. Let's call that 0.01. And Truma's and Chala is 1/48th. How much is 1/48th in fraction, decimal point? That's 2, 6. It's 2.20. It's 0.203333, I think. 0.20. What? Oh yeah, you're right. 0.02. 0.002. I think it's 0.0203.
Yeah, this is 1/50th, right?
Yes.
And this is 1/48th. This is going to be slightly more than.
Right, so I think it's 0.02033 and so on.
More than.
Okay, right. Now that adds up to 0.05033, which is approximately 1/20th. 5% is 1/20th. Okay, so that's what it says here. Echon Michov, not Meduyak, but approximately 1/20th. Now, the truth is, it is more exact than this. Matter of fact, it's probably a little bit less than 5%, because it's 1/48th of the remainder after you take off the 3%, right? So it's really 1/48th of 97, not 1/48th of 100. So therefore, the bottom line is that it's going to be around, it's going to hover around the 5%, but a little bit less, perhaps. Okay? Vaymer, you say like this. Echomi me'am amashiyeshka, and the 1%, which is here, arayim, besides the chulin, zeshimin chulin tevel. I don't want to do anything with them yet. Od echon mimem chesamuchlo, and the 1/48th with the next, it also shimin chulin tevel. I don't want to do anything with that yet. Hashar truma, the rest of it is truma. Now here's the typo. Hashar truma ala kol. No, not yet. Hashar truma kol. The rest of the truma on the entire batch. And now umea chulin sheyeshkan. Not umea chulin, but rather umea chulin sheyeshkan. The 100 of the chulin which is here. The Zeshua Sisi, Chulin, And that which I did, in other words, the one hundredth, me'achulin means the 1/100th, the 1%, which I made already set aside as part of my 5%, v'zeh shasisi chulin tevel, that which I did, I'm not sure, it's really read like this, u'me'achulin, like the Gra, it's read, u'me'achulin sheyesh kan, zeh shasisi chulin tevel, which I made tevel, which I designate as being a separate degree of chulin, Osi Meiser, that 1/100th is Meiser. Fishar Meiser Samachlo. And the additional Meiser is adjacent to it in the main body of the crop. Vizesho Sisi Meiser, that one which I took apart, the 1%, Osi Trumas Meiser, that should be a Trumas Meiser. Umeiser Sheni Bitzvono, and Meiser Sheni should be on the north side of the fruit somewhere else. Obedromo, which should be Obedromo. But Obedromo, Mechula Amos, and that's going to be redeemed on money. And then, of course, although the Gemara doesn't specify, I take off the Chala as well. I say the leftover 1/48, that's the Chala. Okay? So my 5% does now become Truma, Trumas Meiser, and Chala. Okay? In that order. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachum Hashem Rabbi Yenisad said, when you do this Tzorech Levar Chamesh Brachos, you make 5 Brachos. Asher Gisham Mitzvah Mitzvah Lahafri, Truma, Trumas Meiser Rishon, Trumas Meiser Chala, and Meiser Sheni. 5 Brachos. Okay? Rabbi Tanya, Rabbi Chiyo Kolon Bracha Achas. Rabbi Chiyo is to make them as 1 Bracha. And he says here the brach would be lafish trumus meiser sulchawa. Okay, we know the Yerushalmi is always flexible in making brachos together. So here's the case: we make the brachos together. Ad kedun, this is all good by kohen. Okay, by a kohen this is fine. Why by a kohen? We'll see in a minute. Levi v'Yisroel. However, there's a problem with Levi and Yisroel. What's the problem? In Yoimar Truma, oh no, Akadun Kohen Levi. It's good by both Kohen and a Levi. Sorry. It's not good by Yisroel. Why not good by Yisroel? In Yoimar Truma's Meiser, how can the Yisroel, the more is dealing with a basic question, a very basic question, how can Yisroel make Truma's Meiser? A Levi's got to make Truma's Meiser, right? Because it's his Meiser, he's taking Truma's Meiser off. How can Yisroel go and make Truma's Meiser?
Why is Gemara asking this question now? Could have asked him a few
Yeah, could have asked him a few blah back, true. Right? You're actually asking that question.
It was bothering me last night.
No, you're... I know, this should bother you. When you ask a question about the Seder, don't you know most Mesechtas of Shas, you find out the fundamental issue only well at the end? Okay? So it says to Gemara, So here the Gra throws in a whole line. A whole line he throws in here. An answer. I'll read you the answer slowly. It might be in the Ridbaz. I didn't check. Might be in the Ridbaz. Could Rabbi Yossi. This is going to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Amar Balabai Shetormas Amaisos Masha Osu Osui. Okay, the Ridbaz brings it down?
Yeah.
So Balabai who takes true Meiser, even though he doesn't have to, it's okay. It counts. That's how you can do it. Otherwise, you're right. Only later should be able to take off Trumas Meiser. Now, the Mora goes on. Meiser v'charkach Truma. Now, this is a difficult line to translate. I can translate conceptually, but I don't know how it fits into the words. But the kash is like this. Why did I leave the 1/100th chulin? I said, I'm taking off now 3% or 5%, depending on if I'm taking chal or not, and I say, the 1% should remain chulin. Until after they take truma off. Why is that a central part of the procedure? Why do I have to call first chulin, and then designate the other truma? Okay? Maiser v'chakach truma. Why do I have to do that? So says Mara, I'll tell you why. Nimtza maktim truma v'chakach maiser, because that's to the aloche. You always have to take off truma before meiser. So I first say to let the 1% remain chulin for the time being, and then I take the 2% to be truma. Okay? Now, there's a reason why I do it, though, that way. Then you'll ask the obvious question, Mara's going to ask the question. So first take off the truma, first designate 2% as truma, and then the other 1% designate as truma's maaser. But it's why I go through this more elaborate process of saying, let 1% remain chulin, and the other 2% become truma. Why do I have to do it in that way? So it says the Gemara, Nimtza opoches. Now, no, just my sour milk because I forgot to the page. Nimtza opoches. Mi maisros, mi maisrosov, o mosiv a maisrosov. The Gemara's kash is like this. It's halachic. Truma is taken by estimate. You estimate. You're not allowed even to measure truma. I mean, we haven't seen that yet, but later in Shas we'll see that. You're only not allowed to measure truma. You have to estimate. It should be approximate 2%. Meiser, on the other hand, you must be very exact with. It has to be exactly 10%. And truma's meiser has to be exactly 10%. No more, no less. Okay, exact. So says the Gemara, wait a minute. If that's the case, Nimtza, you have a very difficult problem here, a potential but serious problem. Nimtza, opochesi maisroisov, omosiv maisroisov. Maybe your trumas mais is going to be too large or too little. How do you know to gauge it exactly? How do you know to gauge it? You're not going to have too much or too little trumas mais. Truma, I don't have a problem. Could be inexact. Trumas mais has got to be exact. So how am I going to avoid that? Kahada Ditani, like we learned, Tapachis Masroisov, if you give too little miser, you give 0.9 instead 0.09 instead of it's actually 0.009 instead of 0.01, right? So Masroisov Sukani, the miser is okay. Right? Because all of that is meiser. But your parents are still tevel because you didn't give enough. And vice versa. If somebody who gives more than he has to of meisers, right? He gives 0.011 instead of 0.01. Masroisa mikul kolim. His meisers are no good because part of his meisers is really tevel. Right? The 0.001 part is Tevel. We'll pay those to Mesukanim, albeit his parents are Mesukan. His parents are okay because he took off enough from the minimum. Rabbi Yossi said, Besamuchal Tanai Basin, who? You rely on Tanai Basin. Now, what's a Tanai Basin? Tanai Basin is that if you gave too little Trumas Meiser, you set it aside. It was too little. So Basin automatically adjusts the figure for you. It's like Basin made a condition with all of Am Yisrael. They interfered, so it has negative connotations, but they, in a positive way. And it's not interpretation, though. It's not bending the rules. It's... Yeah, let me read you what he says here. Okay, let me read you what he says here because it makes it clear. I'll translate it as I say it. Tanai Beis Din was Shemir Apeches Mitrumas Meiser. He took too little Trumas Meiser. Tanai Beis Din Shiyachu Besocha Meiser Olu Trumas Meiser. The Tanai Beis Din says that a little bit of the Meiser should become Trumas Meiser to make up the Shear. Kefi Cheshben Anitzrach. Based on the amount which is necessary. Hi, so then if you eat it, you're going to transgress eating truma. The choizim is batam asocha meiser. Part of the Tanai Beis is that it turns around then and is batel in the meiser. Okay? And vice versa. Vimaya marbe, if you gave too much, So mechu al tanai basin, rely on tanai basin, so shoy of marbe, that which you gave too much, yemesukim sharpei roitzov, it reverts back to its status as tevel, and is fixed as opposed to part of the fixer, right? If you set aside 1.1, so that they made it revert back to being the, to 0.011, so the point 0.001 reverts to being back your part of regular payrolls. So Tanai Basin actually modifies your statement and your action and makes it work out each time. It smooths the rough edges of your inexactitude. Okay? So in any event,
fudge factor.
Okay. So says the Gemara, Mao Tanai Basin, again. Rabbi Yosef b'Soma tonight based in who? Mao tonight based. What's tonight based in? Amokum shatas toyer. As long as the person doesn't go too far overboard, tonight based and takes in, they kicks in and says, "Okay, we'll smooth out the rough edges for you." Okay. So here too, you don't have to be exact. As long as you're approximately correct, that's sufficient. Okay. Mountain eye basin. What are a couple of other components of this eye basin? Hey, this is a cool concept, says Gemara. Well, it's what else is involved in this, right? Rabbi Yehon said, Kideshe kovea meiser rishon b'tzvono. They gave you the capacity to set up meiser rishon on the north and meiser sheni in the dromo in the south and trumas meiser b'tzvon tzvonis. And the Trumas Meiser in the north of the north, in other words, in the piece you took off, was this whole concept of designating, even though you don't actually separate, that's all part of the Tanai Basin. They could say this is on the north and this is the south, and not actually take up and say this is it or that's it, that's all part of the Tanai Basin, okay? And also Mao Tanai Basin, what's another component of Tanai Basin? She put the Meiser Sheni, Sheva Oda Padui. That when you redeem Meiser Sheni, the additional amount is redeemed as well. In other words, if you set aside too little Meiser Sheni. So they put in that another part of the fruit, which you didn't include in your Meiser Sheni, should kick in to be mashlim this year, and that it too should be redeemed on the fruit which you have at home. So the Tanai Basin really smooths out a lot of rough edges here, right? Now it says tomorrow, Ad Kidu, this all makes sense. The gears here is changed by the... The Ramdal that says here in front. Arkadun Bilach. That works out by a moist measure. That in that case say that if you set aside how should I put it like this? Let's say he set aside. It's really easy, but I'm bad at giving example, explain this kind of stuff. So let me draw it here a little bit. You have here a graduated cylinder. Actually, it's not graduated. It was graduated, and I know what I was doing. You had here tevel of wine, and you were supposed to take off a tenth, 10 for Meiser Rishon. Let's say 10 would be, the 1/10% would be here. And then 1% of that, 10% of that, which is 1% of the whole thing, for Trumas Meiser. It's not drawn to scale. But instead, you took off too little. You only took off to here. Right? So the Tanai Basin is that now you took off Trumas Meiser over here. But it's not Trumas Meiser on its proper tenth. So here I say that it goes up to here, right? Goes not up to here, up to the proper amount, which is up to there. Goes up to the proper amount. Am I making sense so far?
The Trumas Meiser does.
I didn't take off enough Meiser initially. So they make the Trumas Meiser, they make the Meiser kick into the proper level. So in that case I say, Akadum Bilach. Biyavish Arkadun Bilach. Biyavish is going to be a problem. Why? Because Havale may attain him. Because there I say that everything works out because everything mixes together and everything will be proportionate. Now, but by dry measure, going to have a problem. Havli Meitain. Now, the Gemara is going to explain probably a lot better than I just explained to you exactly the problem is. Havli Meitain, you had 100 figs. Chamishim Ravavin, 50 large ones. Chamishim Dekikin, 50 small ones. Now, Truma doesn't go by number. Truma Samaiz doesn't go by number. It goes by volume. Okay? So if you had 100 dates of different sizes, you're going to have a problem. It's a major headache, right? It doesn't go by number. It goes by volume. So in this case, you have 50 large, 50 small ones. Inosiv min rav revaya. If you take from the large ones, tzarech nosiv tisha. You only have to take 9 because they're large. How much normally might you have to take? 10. But here, go by volume, 9 would be sufficient. Min dakiktov, you take from the small ones, tzarech mesiv achadisrei. You should have to take 11. Yuklot, nosiv asara min rav revaya. You took 10 of the large dates. Okay? Not a klutz. You just, that would be your initial logical reaction, right? But you're wrong. Because you took too much. Now, right, this, now you have too much meiser. Right? So, istamon, chad chulin. One of them is chulin. V'chash lomar, so in this case I should be suspicious and say, or I should be worried and say, Shema also chulin, also so trumas meiser l'mokam acher. Maybe you're going to be taking the trumas meiser from that 10th large fig, which is really chulin. But Torah even says, trumas Hashem, maaser mina maaser. It has to be meiser from meiser, v'lo chulin min ha-meiser, meaning that I can't take, or meaning I can't use chulin to take trumas meiser. Do you see the problem here? In other words, he took off 10, we should have taken off 9. The Tanai Basin says, don't worry about it. But you have to worry about it, because maybe then the trumas meiser we're going to take is punct, is precisely from that one, which was the chulin one. The one which is over the measure. Got it? Yeah. So it says the Gemara, Amrei Ibun Barkana. Ibun Barkana said a very creative answer. Masna, now Masna doesn't mean him, it means Basin. Masna, it should be Masna Basin Vomer. Basin makes it nine, it says, Maiser Azeh, Shaperos Alolu Chayovos, the Maiser which this root is Chayov. How does Basin rough out the edges? Hareu Kavua Bitchilas Kaokets Vaokets. It starts at the beginning of each and every tip of the fruit. In other words, it's not that the way Basin rectified the situation that he made. 0.9 of each of these 10 fruit, Trumas Meiser. You took 10, should have taken 9. So what's the rectification? Not to slough off the 10th one. No, say 0.9, 90% of each one of these dates is the Meiser. Okay? And then no matter which one you take it from, you'll be okay. Okay? It's very good. Right? When you take, in other words, you take one of them, he's both chadik trumas meiser, so one of them can be trumas meiser. The chol shulchulin, it happens to be 0.9 of it is trumas, the 90% of it is the trumas meiser, and the 10% is chulin, but that doesn't bother me, because I got the trumas meiser from a proportional 10% of the meiser, so everything is fine and dandy. Says, okay, fine. Akadun davar merube. That's good by a large amount. Hayadur amu, what about by a small amount? Meaning, Havale esertainim, he had 10 figs. Chamesh ravervin, 5 large figs. Chamesh dikikin, and 5 small figs. In Yosef min ravravto, if he takes from the large figs, tzorech mesav, chada peira tzvachar. He has to take one fruit minus a little. Right? If you took one of the large figs, you have to take like 90% of the fig. Right? In min dakikta, if you would take from the small figs, you get the picture. How much do we have to take? Well, there are only 10 figs here, but meaning...
One plus
little. In nasim min dakikta... Tzorech Mesiv had to take Chad of Otzivchar. One and a little bit extra. Nasi Chad min Rav Ravtu. Now he took one of the large ones, right? The entire thing. Istamon Kosher Chulin. part of that date is chulin. Part of that date is chulin. Obviously, that's a tanai base, and part of the date is chulin. So if that's the case, the chash lomar shem also chulin, also trumas meiser lemakom acher. Maybe when you're making trumas meiser, you're making trumas meiser including the part of the date which is chulin, which is very bad. Uksiv trumas Hashem maaser mina maaser v'lo chulin mina maaser. Says trumas Hashem has to be meiser from meiser and not chulin from meiser. So says the Gemara. Do you have the place?
I have it.
Yeah? Om Rabbi Abba Kratinga Katinganya, whatever, however you pronounce it. Here too, Masne, here Basedin makes a tie. Again, it's Basedin, not he himself. Voimer and Basedin says, HaMaiser is a Shapir Salil Chayavos. The Maiser, which this fruit is Chayav, HaReu Kavua Bitchilas Ha'okets. It's going to be at the tip of the fruit, but the fruit has two tips. Umesayim Voimer Koin Akansiyamti. Based on whatever the individual says, he made the Trumas Meiser. He made the Trumas Meiser. In other words, yes, it's true. Only 90% of whatever fruit it is the Meiser, and the rest of it is not. Right? Is the true, and that's true. And only 10% of that 90% is what's Trumas Meiser. So Chazal said, when he comes to give it to the Kohen, Trumas Meiser, at that point, retroactively, it's determined which part of the fruit is the fruit which is the Meiser and from which came the Trumas Meiser. And it's not Breira, which I knew was going through your mind, because Chazal here made the Tznai based in such a way that it won't actually take effect retroactively, but from the moment he gives it to the Kohen. At that point, the Trumas Meiser is fixed, not previously. Okay? If he had to go back and fix it previously, then he'd be right, there'd be a Kasha Breira. But now that we leave it to be fixed at the time he gives the Kohen, when it's designated, then there's no question of Breira, there's nothing which has to be truly done retroactively. Okay? New issue. Harehu besides the chulin tevel. This is really going back to what we said before. It's somewhat repetitious. Not somewhat, very repetitious. We said before that you can't take off meiser before truma. And that's why when you initially took off the stuff, you said harehu besides the chulin tevel, then took off the truma, then went back to the chulin tevel and said it should be trumas meiser. So harehu besides the chulin tevel v'yom harehu besides the meiser. Why did you just say it's meiser? Nimtza Makdim. So it's more the same answer you said before, because then you're going to be Makdim. Meiser the Truma, that's no good. For Yoyme Reyu B'tzad Truma. Aye, so start from the Truma. Say, go, instead of saying, this is Chulin. The rest is Truma, now this Chulin is Meiser. So start from the Truma. Say, this is Truma, and then go on to the Meiser. Nimtza Opoches Ola Truma, O Mosif Ola Truma. Now, here, the Gra changes the gears of the Ridbaz brings us down. That's no good. Because Nimtza Opoches ala Trumas Meiser. O Mosif ala Trumas Meiser. Can't do that. Because if you took off the Truma first, you'd have a problem. What's a problem? Because once you took off the Truma, you might designate a little bit more than 2%, and it will impinge on what? Truma doesn't have to be exact, but what does have to be exact? The Trumas Meiser, right? So therefore, I don't want to take off. I want to designate first the 1% as being an exact 1% as remaining chulin, and that the truma should not impinge on that in any way, shape, or form. That subsequently, after I take off the truma, I'll have an exact measure of 1% to be my trumas meiser. I can't designate as trumas meiser yet, because that would entail designating as meiser prior to truma, and that's a no-no. So I say, this is how I get, yet I don't want to leave it for afterwards, because then by that time, I might have taken a little bit too much, a little bit too little truma, and now my truma's meiser will be affected negatively as a result. So what do? I say I want an exact 1% amount, which is 1/3 of this 3% I hear, to remain chulin regardless. Then I take off the truma, and that'll be whatever is over 1%, which is somewhere near 2%. And then I come back and say, now this exact measure of 1%, which I designated first, Now it should become Trumas Meiser together with nine parts in the grain, and it then should in turn become subsequently Trumas Meiser. Okay? This is the way I ensure that my 1% is a bona fide, accurate 1%. Okay? That's what it says here. So if you took off the Trumas Meiser, if you took off the truma first, nimtza pochis ala trumas meiser, or mostly about trumas meiser. Therefore, mitoich shu omer, as a result of saying hareu b'tzad zechulin tevel, I want to make exactly 1% of chulin tevel. O pochis min truma, most about truma. That might impinge on the truma. That my truma might not be exactly 2%, because I guesstimated the 3% when I initially took off a chunk from my fruit, right? But so what? That doesn't bother me, because emekach. By truma, by definition, it's supposed to be by estimate, and therefore it doesn't make a difference if it's a little bit over, a little bit under. I want to be precise only in trumas meiser, because there it must be exactly precise. Okay? New Mishnah. Halacha Gimel. Halokech min anachto.
I just want to understand one thing.
Yeah.
This 1%, how are you certain this 1% is so precise?
When later on?
Because you have approximately 3%.
That's what I was wondering.
So you say...
You're taking basically a third of an approximation saying that this is exact.
No, but I don't. That's verbal. Verbalizing makes it exact. In other words, I don't actually, since it's all going to be truma, I don't actually have to measure out the 1%. That's part of the Tanai based it. I don't have to measure things out. I just say, verbalize, the 1%, a precise 1% here is chulin. In other words, it's this remainder, it's held in abeyance for later, and then I come back to it. My verbal declaration designated that 1% is precise, makes precisely 1%. Am I clear? You don't have to use a ruler, just a verbal declaration is sufficient. Yeah. Okay? Halacha Gimel. Halokech min anachto. Now, this assumption is you're buying for bakers and amoritz. You're buying for an amoritz baker. Meiser min achamel etzonenes, you take meiser from warm bread on cold bread. Now, why would you not take meiser from warm bread on cold bread? No.
That's the condition we're trying to use.
Not bad. Give you an A for creativity. But what would it be another possibility? Why is one bread on, one is cold?
Just baked.
And one was baked? So maybe they're not from the same grain. Maybe you can't take trumas and meisers from one off the other. Maybe one was meis and the other was not. Okay? So the chiddush is that you can. You can take meiser from that which is warm and that which is cold, vice versa. Even if they're made in many different shapes. Fusi means mold, but it means different shapes. Why is that? Shani yoy mer chitim shalemesh hayumi shalach acher. Shayomi, right, not Ravida, Omer Ravida Oser. Ravida forbids it. Shani Yomer, because I say, Chitim Shel Emesh, the grain of yesterday, Hoyim Shalacher was somebody else's, Shalyomi Yom Shalacher, and today is somebody else's, so therefore I can't Meiser for one batch and the other, lest they come from two separate people, right?
So you're amazing,
Romero's making it. That's
right,
Romero's making it. That's amazing. Is that rarity?
It is?
Okay. I didn't know that. Let it be amazing. I never paid attention. I only know Beishan Vesula. I never paid attention to Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda. Really, Rabbi Meir is usually Machma, usually Meir? Okay. Rabbi Shimon makes a Pshara. Although the Gemara is going to reject this Pshara. Rabbi Shimon says, Trumas Meiser. He says, you can't take Trumas Meiser from one or the other, but he allows you to take Chala from one on the other. And the Gemara is going to reject that. Okay. Arechon. How far back can I say it's all from the same batch and take trumas and meisers from one loaf and another? This is pretty far back. I would put this baker out of business. Talmud Yisrael Rabbi Chiya B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Ben Levi said, the Zun Rabbi Chiya said, name Rabbi Shimon Ben Levi, Ad Shleishim Yoyim. Up to 30 days ago is considered to be part and parcel of the batch of today. Now, Log Alimena says, let's give a graphic example of this. Log Alimena, we tchila shloshim, we took from him at the beginning of the 30 days, uvamsa shloshim, in the middle of 30 days, of a sof shloshim. But you bought one piece of bread for him, on July 1st, another on July 15th, and another on July 30th. Rishon al gabe, here's the typo according to the Rosh. Rishon al gabe sheni minechot. The stuff you bought on the first day of July is mitzvahed to the 15th day of July to take Trumas and Mises of them in common. And similarly, the same thing be true about the Sheni and Shlishi, 15th of July and 30th of July. However, Rishon Agabe Shlishi Shnei Minimein, you can't join together that which was taken on the 1st of July and that which is taken on the 30th of July. Hi, there doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to such an arbitrary dichotomy. It's the mind. Rabbanan made their own parameters of the mind. Okay? Rabbi Shimon Oyser B'Trumas Meiser Umati B'Chala. Rabbi Shimon says, now take Trumas Meiser. Oh, just a minute. Rabbi Shimon is not the one that Gemara rejects. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that Gemara rejects. Sorry. See, I admit it. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, I made a mistake when I told you I was a mission. Shimon Oimer, B'Trumas Meiser, Mati B'Chala. Why is that? Because,
let me just make sure I got it right.
Yeah. So why is he asking B'Trumas Meiser? Because it's different batches, because it might be in different batches. Why is he taking Chala from one from the other? Because challah is the din in the dough. And it could be the...
Just a second.
I'm translating correctly, but now I'm not so happy with the spara. Let me go through it anyway. By Trumas Meiser, they are not the same because they all might have come from different suppliers. However, by Chala, they're all the same status. Okay, yeah, now it makes sense. Fine. By Chala, they're all the same status. Why are they all the same status? They're all baked by the same baker. So all, and when does the chiyuv of challah kick in? The kneading of the dough. Now I want to point out something which is necessary to understand this completely, which is if you have, let's say you're a housewife, and you make bread in a bread maker, that's not a shiur of challah. Challah has to be, you know, sizable amount, 43 and some odd, and 3/5 spacing, if I recall correctly. Much more than a 2.2 kilo, if I recall correctly, which is 4.4 pounds. So if you make anything less than that, you don't take off challah. Okay? However, let's say you made bread in a bread maker, which makes 1 pound at a time, and you kept each loaf instead of eating it after you made it. Now you have 4.4 loaves. So then you can take, if you put them all together in the basket, you can take challah off of them all together. Okay? There's a tzirf at the time it's dough, but there can be a tzirf afterwards at the time when it's already bread if you put them all together in the same place. So that's why here I can be mitzari for challah, the tzonenes and the chama. Even though they might have been made on different days and different batches, now that they're bread and they're sitting in front of me, I'm mitzari for them and I take challah from one on the other. Okay? Again, because the assumption is they were kneaded by the same baker, either the baker took challah off both or neither, but he's not going to take challah off one and not the other. Whereas Trumas and Meisers came from different suppliers, who knows?
So why is there a cutoff date of 30 days? If the same baker could have been on date 30.
That's by the Trumas and Meisers. Well, not by the challah. By the challah, it could be there is no limit up. You're right. Okay? So ask more. It sounds like the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda Zoser B'Challah. They can't take from Chama and Sonetz. Below it's Loin Yidbelz, why not? Where to become Tevel, then become Tevel by the baker. Ella, says the Gemara, you know what, according to Rabbi Yehuda said about another case altogether. B'Shoel Sa'or Tomei, Lasso Si Sasso. We're doing that a case where the baker, he got tomate sourdough. So since he has tomate sourdough, yeah, he might sometimes take tomate sourdough and sometimes not take tomate sourdough. You know, sourdough is a starter. Instead of yeast, you can use sourdough. If you go to Breadsmith, you can buy sourdough bread, which is made with sourdough starter instead of yeast starter, to get it to rise, to leaven. Okay? Tastes differently. No. Sourdough is sour, which is the dough which has been left fermented to the point where it's inedible. That's what Torah calls sour. So if they take a little bit of this dough and they put it in a
regular flour.
Regular flour and it causes it to rise, yeah. Sourdough itself is inedible. Sour cannot be used. It's too fermented. They don't use yeast. There's no yeast. Why they would not have yeast? Why did they I assume you're in the Soviet Union 10 years ago. Why did this come up? Because you brought yeast with you? And they couldn't eat the regular bread?
No, they did. But this is for challah.
They want to
bake their own challah.
Interesting. So what? The average Russian peasant woman gets sourdough to bake bread at home, or they don't bake any bread at home?
They don't break bread at home. Everybody, including the world,
yeah.
Then bought from
bakeries.
From the bakeries. Somebody bought from
bakeries. Yeah. Pass Palter. Okay. Yeah, what were you about to say?
Explains your disposition.
The Russian disposition. So it says out here where he might borrow or tomate for to make that starter. So therefore, since that's the case, says the Gemara, I don't want to take challah from.
Why is that a problem?
Yeah, but we're not focusing on the tumor problem. We're focusing on the Amoritz problem. And the sore tummy comes from an Amoritz. So the thing is that our question, our fear is like this, that maybe some of the sourdough came from an Amoritz, and that stuff has to have challah taken off of it, whereas the other stuff came from the sore of a chvesa, you know, chaver. So then that doesn't have to have challah taken off of it. Okay? So that's why I can't combine batches, because maybe you use different types of sour in making the different batches. One time sour from an Amoritz, one time sour from a chaver. So maybe that difference generates a difference in the chiyuv challah. So I can't take from one batch on another batch. Says the Gemara, baloney. Says the Gemara, afilu kein lo et soi nit pelas. So what? Doesn't matter if he took the sourdough as the starter. What is kovei the chiyuv of challah? You're kneading. The sourdough is not what's chayim and challah. It's your kneading, which happens to introduce a little bit of sourdough into the mixture. But it's your kneading, so it doesn't matter where you got the sour from and whether the sour was already from challah, was had challah taken off and didn't have challah taken off. Lamaisa, now when you're kneading it afresh, you're chayim and challah. So we should assume that all the bread which comes from this bakery does require a challah, right? As so says more rather El Bishoki Katami Lamalas Tanuro. We're afraid that he took bread from an Amoritz to fill up his oven. In other words, it could be that his stuff is mice, it could be that some of the stuff is mice and some of the stuff is not, some of the stuff is challah and some of the stuff is not. How is that? He should be consistent. Because bakers want to bake with full ovens. So sometimes if they don't have enough bread to bake for their own orders, they take bread, you know, dough from Amoratzim and put it in their oven to make a full oven. So in that case, he bought the dough from somewhere else to make it, to bake in his oven. So that might not have been from the same batch. It's not from the same batch. So then I have a problem taking challah from one and the other, right? Because maybe one had challah taken off, one did not. So that's the case, which you have to take off challah separately. Says the Gemara, Lamaus Tanuro. If you're afraid that maybe he's borrowing Tomei bread, again, Tomei is not the key issue, but rather whether they're Chayv and Chal or not. In Lamaus Tanuro, Maisa we call Kikar v'Kikar. They have to take Maisa of each and every one. Forget about Yoshan and Chodo, you know, hot and cold, warm or fresh, and old or stale. No! Each bread has a different status. So from each bread I'm going to have to take separately and independently, right? So, says the Gemara, Ella, rather, the way to answer Gemara is like this. Delok Rabbi, it should be Delok Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'ar, Kambosa, Betara, Kambosa, Betuma. Rabbi Yochanan draws a dichotomy between our Mishnah and a previous mission in Perek Beis, and getting into the dichotomy is not necessary for us right now. That one of them is talking about Weyosa Betara, one is talking about Weyosa Betuma. And our mission is talking about Weyosa Betuma. And that caused all sorts of problems. Ela Krabi Lez, we're going to look at Krabi Lez. Rabbi Lez, Omar, Kan, Makan, Bosa Betara. Really, both Mishnayas are, you're in the second Perek in here, are where you're doing Betara. And here the Gra adds a few words. Amar Rabbi Masnaya Matanya Belokech Mina Pauter he must need it. We're talking about where you're buying from a pouter. Now a pouter, I don't remember, I was tied into Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elezer. Right. They're all talking about this. So now, the Gemara, if it's going on Krabi Lezer, so we're not afraid that he took a pass from an Amoritz. This is talking about a Nachtom who's making everything Betara, and it's all his bread. So now we have to say, Krabi Lezer, if it's all his bread, and he's no Betara, so if you're, okay, maybe suspect him on Chala, but why could you take off from one on the other? Whatever status one bread has, all the other bread has. So that's why, you know, we're talking about here, we're talking about lokech mina palter, you must lisa. Our Mishnah is talking about lokech mina palter. What does it mean, lokech mina palter? So there are two stages in the selling baked good process. One is the baker, the next is the retailer. The nachto makes the bread, and the palter sells it. So we're talking about where you took, but Rabbi Yehuda says you can't take chal from one to the other is when you bought from the palter, not from the nachdom. Because what might the palter do?
Mix
from Gittel's bakery, from North Shore bakery, right? So therefore you can't rely and assume that you can take from one piece of one from one loaf on the other loaf. Okay, because he might mix and match them. Okay? I'm at Rabbi Yudan. Rabbi Yudan said, Avoid the Rabbi Nasio, who's the father of Rabbi Nasio, but Ose, he'll say a different answer, but Ose Betuma, a Kaimina. Really, we're talking about here where, even if you're talking about where he does a Betuma. The Etzloni Bellis. And it could be that he becomes Tevel, the Tevel, by him. By the Nachto, because he's baking everything together. If that's the case, what's Rabbi Yehuda arguing? Oh, Rabbi Yehuda Motepo. Even Rabbi Yehuda concedes the point. That which it said, our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says you can't take chal from the other. Of course you can take chal from one or the other. Rabbi Yehuda would never have said such a thing. The Tani, we learned this as Musi Abraisa. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Oisei B'Trumas Meiser, they forbid you to take Trumas Meiser from one days on the other days, because maybe they came from different batches of raw material, but they allowed you to take chal from one or the other, because we assume that the he is consistent whether he takes off challah or doesn't take off challah. So if that's the case, what does Rabbi Yehuda argue on? Rabbi Yehuda oser b'trumas meiser umatir b'challah. Rabbi Shimon oser b'trumas meiser umatir b'challah. Ma binayu? What's the difference between two of them? They both say the same thing. What? So says the Gemara, I'll die to Rabbi Yehuda, I'll tell you what the difference is. I'll die to Rabbi Yehuda, Eino Mavish Lomi Shalayom Al Shal Emesh. You can't separate from today on yesterday. Lomi Shal Emesh al hayoyim, nor from yesterday on today in terms of trumas meisers. However, umafrish means tanur al tanur, but you can take from two different ovens, which not doesn't necessarily literally mean two different ovens, but if they have two different shapes. Two different shapes of bread, you can miser from one on the other. Okay? There's not a problem. However, he says here that, and now we're not talking about the challah. Obviously, the challah you can always take from one on the other. Because whatever he's doing, what one shape is doing by the other shape. That's not an issue. The chiddush, the question is by trumas of maisrus. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, even when the two different shapes, the storm of the same status of trumas of maisrus applies to both of them. Because they're both from the same day. They're not from yesterday day, nor from today and yesterday, but they're both from the same day, both just different shapes. What difference could that make? Rabbi Shimon, afilu min atanrola, tanrola, mafrish. You can't take from one shape on the other shape. Why? Because I'm afraid that one shape is from one batch, another shape is from another batch. That's how he remembers in his own mind the distinction where he took the raw materials, and that's why I can't take trumasomyces from one on the other, because maybe their status is different vis-a-vis trumasomyces. Okay? Let's do one more mishnah. Halkech min a palter. Somebody who buys from a palter, meiser mikol tvus betvus. The meisers, this is like we just learned name Rabbi Shimon, each time, but it's the toy about now palter, not a nachto. Okay? So you're buying from the retailer, not from the baker. You meiser from each and every shape, separately. Because it seems each shape is from a different bakery. So you can't extrapolate from one to the other. Rabbi Yudah Mar Meir, I'll call you, can take Meiser from one on all of them. Umoda Rabbi Yudah Mil Lokeach Min Manpul. Rabbi Yudah concedes that when you buy from a manpul, we'll see what that is in the Gemara, you have to Meiser from each and every one. Rabbi Meir Mar Nachto Moshe Tfusechod. Meir says when you buy from the palter, you have to take meiser from each every tfus. He holds that every baker has their own specific shape. And the palter who's got several shapes is using several different bakers. So you have to meiser from each shape in and of itself, right? Rabbi Yomer nachta meiser kama tfus. Rabbi Yehuda says no. He was an early advertising executive. He said every baker makes many different shapes of bread, right? And therefore the Nachtom, even though he's got several different shapes, they're all from the same baker. And that's why he can separate from one shape on another shape. Ezu manpu, what's the manpu, which our mission says everybody agrees is a problem. Devei Rabbi Yana Amre, Devei Rabbi Yana said the following case, cute case. Amre, they said, Tisha Palterin. There are 9 palters in the city. Fasara Nachtomi, there are 10 bakers. You see what's coming? Timnaya, I mean Timnaya. Eight palterin are the exclusive agents of 8 bakers. Now you have 1 palter left and 2 nachdomin, right? The ninth palter, mean the tray, he takes from 2 different nachdomin. Because obviously he's representing 2 guys, because he's an agent of 2 people. So therefore in that case, you have to take, you can't mice it from one shape or another shape by that guy, the manpul, because the manpul, you know, is taken from different people. Okay?
Only that.
Yeah.
What?
Why are the other
palms? Oh, so the Chaim Kanievsky says, if you don't know who the manpu is, one of the nine palterim in the city is the manpu.
That's a given?
Yeah. But you don't know which one. So in that case, no matter which palter you buy from, on each and every tfus you buy, you have to miser separately. Okay? Since you don't know who the manpul is. Okay? Rabbi Yonah asked, what about the following case? Hoyofarim shnei tfosim. There was one of these palterim that had two types and all the rest had one type. So this one, Ochiach Atman, Shame Shnai, Ochiach Atman, Ochiach Atmo, in that case, he proved himself. I think that's the end of the line. Oh, is it? Yeah, it's not a question, it's a statement. Rabbi Yonah expressed the thought. If one of the guys, he proves he's the man pool. And wherever you buy from anybody else, so in that case, you only have the miser from no matter what you bought from, you only have the miser, one miser. If one of the guys is the one who actually has two tfusim, so in that case, because he knows for sure he's the man pool and not anybody else. Okay? Now, he proved that he's the man pool because he has two different types, period. That's what the period should be. Now, new case. Hushvu kulan. Lasos tfus echad. What happens if it came to pass that all the bakers in the city started making all their bread exactly the same? And you no longer tell the difference anymore. So maisa mikol kikar v'kikar, do you have to maisa now from each and every piece of loaf of bread you buy? Because you never know which loaf of bread comes from which baker, because they're all making exactly the same. They're all making twist scholars, they're all making bread, you know, box scholars. We don't know. Gemara doesn't answer. New issue. Rabbi Yoni asks, Kemod etema test palterim v'yutachtom, you presented me the case of 9 palterim and 10 bakers. Timnaya means Timnaya, V'chad means Shrei. 8 buy from 8. 8 represents 8 exclusively, and 1 represents 2. T'kavosa, let's try check around the other case. Tes nachtomin, 9 bakers. T'ten palterim, Asar palterim. Timnaya means Timnaya, 8 buy from 8. And the next one should be Utrei min Chad. And 2 agents both buy from 1, from the ninth baker. Is that I say? Or do I say no? Oh, Tisha mean Tisha, do I say 9 buy from 9 bakers? V'chad mean Kula. And 1 baker's buying from everybody. And therefore, Maisim recall Kikar v'Kikar. You don't know who's that one who's buying from everybody. And therefore, you have to Maisim from each and every loaf you buy from anybody in the city. The Gemara doesn't answer the question. Okay? Have a good Shabbos.